Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. In this series, we explore recent developments in clinical research and how these are impacting treatment strategies in both the adjuvant and metastatic treatment settings. To begin, we visit Dr. Joseph Sperano, who's been the principal investigator of a number of major national breast cancer clinical trials and currently chairs the so-called TAILOR-X study, evaluating the role of the Oncotype DX assay in the management of women with early breast cancer. I asked Dr. Sperano to comment on some of the most important recent advances in the field, and he began our conversation by discussing the oldest form of systemic therapy of breast cancer, endocrine treatment.
Well, clearly the major change that's taken place in the last 5 years in postmenopausal women with regard to endocrine therapy has been the overwhelming amount of evidence demonstrating that aromatase inhibitors are more effective than tamoxifen. Whether that be instead of tamoxifen as initial therapy or whether it be after 2 to 3 years of taking tamoxifen in lieu of taking continued tamoxifen, or whether that be after 5 years of taking tamoxifen in lieu of or in comparison to taking nothing. The other significant point, I think, as it relates to use of AIs is the remarkable observation, I think, that even up to 3 or more years after completing adjuvant tamoxifen therapy with delayed initiation of an aromatase inhibitor, one can see a reduction in the risk of recurrence. So here we're talking about introducing an endocrine therapy between 8 and 10 years after the primary breast cancer. And to me, that's just a remarkable observation that one can do something clinically meaningful at that point in the person's course. I think the other issue that we haven't paid as much attention to is how do we translate this information into the management of premenopausal women with early stage breast cancer? And this has clear implications because we can't use AIs in premenopausal women because of their mechanism of action. The aromatase inhibitors really are only effective in postmenopausal women because they require that there be no ovarian production of estrogen. However, postmenopausal women do have some detectable circulating levels of estrogen, mainly because of conversion of other hormones to estrogen by the enzyme aromatase, which can be found in liver and adipose tissue and other organs. So aromatase inhibitors work by blocking that enzyme, either partially or completely, and cause circulating estrogen levels in postmenopausal women to decrease by 95% or more when one uses very sensitive assays to detect those levels. One can't detect those levels by conventional assays. So if one just sends a routine assay, a commercial assay, you'll see an estrogen level of, say, generally 20 picomoles per milliliter. So one needs to do very sensitive assays to pick up that level of a decrease. So tamoxifen, on the other hand, works as a selective estrogen receptor modulator. That is, by binding to the estrogen receptor and inhibiting the interaction between estrogen and the estrogen receptor and blocking, essentially, estrogen-stimulated growth. So the issue here is that you have non-aromatase-derived sources of estrogen in premenopausal women. So, of course, this raises the question, if you do block ovarian function in a premenopausal woman and you make them postmenopausal, either by surgically removing their ovaries, irradiating their ovaries, or giving them a gonadotropin-releasing hormone, and you used an aromatase inhibitor instead of tamoxifen in that woman who was previously premenopausal and now is postmenopausal, would you get a similar treatment effect as you would in a postmenopausal woman? And the answer to that question currently is unknown. It's likely to be yes, but it's currently unknown. That has to be weighed against the risks associated with inducing premature menopause. And there are certain risks, long-term risks, that we're not fully aware of right now. But I would say that for a young premenopausal woman who has not developed permanent chemotherapy-related amenorrhea, who is at high risk of having a recurrence, generally because of many positive axillary lymph nodes, I think it's reasonable to have a discussion about ovarian suppression, either permanent or temporary, in conjunction with an aromatase inhibitor in that setting. There are clinical trials ongoing now to try and more precisely identify that.